Colossians chapter 1 and verse 12 to 20. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 12 to 20. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Let's bow in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your many, many mercies and blessings. We thank you that you have brought us hitherto for such a time as this. We thank you, Lord, for the past and the souls that have been saved and the lives that have been changed. We thank you for Foothills Baptist Church. We thank you, Lord, for Emmanuel. And Lord, we pray your blessing now upon Pastor Miller and these United Churches as we go forward into the future. We thank you that we can serve you. We thank you for the Word of God. And we thank you that this church still stands on those great old doctrines of the Bible, the book, the blood, and the blessed hope. And we pray that you bless the service today. Thank you for these 50 years. We pray, Lord, that you'll help us to be faithful to you as we go on into the future. In Jesus' name we pray, and for his sake, amen.
God bless you. I want to share with you why I believe Christ our Lord is deserving and worthy of receiving all the glory and honor for these past 50 years. And it comes from the text that we have read this morning in Colossians. And the first reason that I believe God is deserving of receiving all the glory for the great things that he hath done is because he is our Creator. In verse 16, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created." Now get these two things. "By him and for him."
Amen.
We believe God is our Creator.
Yeah.
Now, we don't agree with those ideas that, well, maybe God started something with a little microbe or whatever, and after millions and millions of years and through several stages, voila, it arrived. We believe in a literal 6-day, 6 24-hour days of creation. And my friend, if our God is not big enough to speak and command all things into creation, then all we have is a man-made religion with a mystic figurehead. We have a God that is all-powerful and all-capable, and he has created us. And it was our God that created us and endowed us with our inalienable rights that he has given to us. You see, there is far more scientific evidence for creation, a literal 6-day creation. There is really no evidence for evolution. It's still a theory, and it is interesting that even atheistic scientists are abandoning evolution. Oh, they're not turning to God, some of them, but they're abandoning evolution because they're finally acknowledging that it's not possible. I don't have time to go on and explain why it is not. I think you know.
Amen.
When man denies God as our Creator, then he denies his universal and and all power. And then we'll try to oppress man, take away his endowed rights that God had given. And churches go wrong directions. You'll notice it says that we were created for him, not only by him. You see, God created us with a special purpose. I believe one of the first ones is demonstrated in chapter 3. He created that we may have fellowship with him. Oh, that a holy, righteous, eternal God would create us for the purpose that he may fellowship with us. Do we not serve a marvelous God?
Amen.
And he has done wonderful things. Because Jesus Christ has the preeminence in creation. Because Jesus Christ created us for him and for his glory. We at Foothills Baptist Church believe that everything we have done over the past 50 years was to be done fully for the glory of our Creator God. He is deserving. The second reason that we find in this passage is because he is our Redeemer. In verses 13 through 14, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. You know very well that that great fellowship was broken because man sinned. Romans 5:12, as in Adam, where he sinned, all have sinned. God can't have fellowship with sin. And it broke the great fellowship. And we were estranged and we were under the curse and condemned to an eternity in hell. And here again, you see, when man makes a God, he never makes a God that is eternal and powerful like that, that wants to have fellowship with his creation. They never make a man or a God that is compassionate and forgiving. They never make a God who would send his only begotten Son to lay his own life down, shed his blood, and pay our sin penalty so that we could be redeemed, bought back, so we could have eternal life. He offers it full and free, that whoever would repent of their sin and put their faith in Jesus Christ shall be saved.
Amen.
You can't work for it. You can't buy it. In 1 Peter, it says that we are not redeemed by corruptible things as silver and gold, but by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Yep.
The book of Hosea is very revealing. This prophet, his life became a message indicative of what Israel was like and their relationship to God. And I think each of us could understand and appreciate even greater the great love and how Jesus Christ would redeem us back even after we had turned away from him. Here is a man who took a wife, had children, and she runs and plays the harlot and he goes and he brings her back. This is a picture of how God treated Israel, trying to bring her back. She had adulterated her life spiritually and abandoned God who brought her out and gave her a home and gave her a place and gave her blessings. And she abandoned God, and God reaches out through his prophets, and one after one another, he tries to bring her back. And then he talks about with Hosea how his wife runs away again, and she becomes so defiled and so wasted in her life that even her adulterous friends would have nothing to do with her, and she's placed into the slave market to be sold, and nobody will put a bid on her. And Hosea comes along, and he puts a bid on her, and he buys her, and he brings her home and cherishes her.
Amen.
Folks, you and I are that sinner.
Yeah.
He created us. And we were sinners.
Yeah.
Now fathom a God that'll do that. just as you would find an adulterous wife or an adulterous husband so offensive. And to give opportunity and forgiveness and then to go to such extremes, you and I would find that so offensive. It would be a rare person that would take that spouse back and try to rebuild a marriage. The hatred, the venom, the bitterness, the conflicts would be so enormous. But our God took us when we were that way and redeemed us back to Him. My friend, He is worthy of all glory.
Amen.
Because He redeemed us. He is deserving because He is our Creator, but He is also worthy because He has redeemed us. Yet there is one more. In verse 18, it says, "And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence." Jesus Christ is the head of the church. It's a very interesting analogy, the head and the body. You see, the head is where the brain is, the master control. The body is the workforce. To have a head without a body is, well, you figure that one out. But to have a body without a head is just as problematic. It is Christ who instituted the local church. There wasn't a group of religious men that got together and said, you know, what are we going to do now in the New Testament era, in this era? I know, let's make up a church. And let's have churches all over. No, it was God that instituted it.
Amen. Yep.
He wanted the local church to be the place where the believers that are saved can be baptized and added to the church and discipled and minister to one another and be the custodians of the Great Commission to reach the lost around the world.
Yeah.
This was God's idea.
It's good.
Foothills Baptist Church is God's idea. He instituted the local church. He died for the church. It is espoused as the bride to Christ. It is Christ who has instructed the church regarding all its affairs and activities. He has written the epistles beginning with the book of Romans and on through there to instruct us and how to have our structure and how to minister and how to grow and how to live. And the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. He has instructed the church. He has empowered the church for all its work. Matthew 28, 19 through 20, He says, "All power is given unto Me. Go." And He has empowered the local churches to go and do the work of God. Second Peter chapter 1, it says that He has given us everything that you and I need for godliness and for life, that we can serve Him. As a local church instituted and ordained by God, instructed through His Word, and empowered by the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ has given us everything we need for the past 50 years and into the future. It is for this we give glory to. It is Christ who is absolutely sovereign over His local church. It said, let Him have the preeminence, first place, preeminent on all things. It was not some denominational committee that rules over this church. It is Jesus Christ Himself. It is not some religious man sequestered far away in another country, but Jesus Christ. And furthermore, it is not government representatives that have control over this church. It is Jesus Christ who is the head of the church, who is the authority of the church, that has the power over the church. Christ has established the local church to fulfill the Great Commission, to minister one to another, to be a light and salt to the community wherein we reside, and yes, to display the riches of His grace. You know, I don't know how many of you have won trophies, earned trophies. I did in football, I did showing cattle, I did in music and a variety of things. After a while, Got tired of having them dusted and cluttering the place. I took pictures and got rid of most of them. But oh, God has a trophy case of His grace. And every believer is a trophy of grace.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ is the head of the church. In addition to be both deserving and worthy, we at Foothills Baptist Church have a great passion and desire to give Him glory.
Good.
We look back to remember the many things that have been accomplished and the lives that have been impacted over the last 50 years. But we at Foothills Baptist Church want to give the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ all the glory.
Amen.
We believe Christ is not only worthy and deserving, but as a church family, we passionately desire that Christ receive the preeminence of the glory. The songwriter Fanny Crosby, as blind as she was, she had clear vision of spiritual truths. To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life in atonement for us and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord. To Him all glory is given. Father, we come to You this morning. And Lord, I pray that I don't know how we do it as humans, but Father, we have tried to be grateful for what each has done over the last 50 years, but most importantly, to give You glory and give You the preeminence. Because without You, we would be nothing and we could do nothing that would last for eternity. But on the other hand, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And it is through You that achievements have been accomplished. Father, we give You the praise. In Jesus' precious name, amen.